It's with great sadness that we learned of the passing of Vincent Kelly, a voice very familiar to many of you out there. We'll be speaking about Vincent after we hear from the man himself.
Vincent Kelly, a little older, but bolder.
And of course, as always, yes, he's just turned Vincent Kelly loose tonight as well. My thanks to Thomas. Tommy, thank you, lad. Terrific show, as always, with your sound, continue. Well, it is indeed Vincent Kelly with you tonight, and keeping you, hopefully, the best of company right up until 1 a.m. pub tomorrow morning. I'm having a little smile on my face here, but it's not such a smile, I can tell you, because I'm trying to remember the text number. 086-6025000, I think so. 086, I'll check it out in a minute or two. 086-6025000. You think that would be imprinted on my mind? I know, but the brain's gone. The brain's gone. I know I'm 37 now, so I'm getting older. Right, Kelly, let's get this show on the road, me old son, please.
Yeah, pure natural. Sean Doherty needs no introduction, of course, to Highland Radio listeners, former director and presenter here. Sean, good morning to you.
Morning, Greg.
Just listening to Vincent there. So saying just before I come to you, clearly a complete natural. And himself on air as well as, you know, what he was like off air.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. You know, and I got the news yesterday that that he'd said, I'm very much just listening back to that, just listening to that. But when I got the news yesterday morning about his passing, it was hard, but just listening to his voice just brings me back. He was a great guy and a very big-hearted man. I knew him from, obviously, the earliest days of Highland Radio. He was a true friend. Of course, if I'm sad today, I can't just imagine what it's like for his beloved family and those who loved him most dearly, and those who were most dearly loved by him, you know, and how they're feeling this morning. And, of course, we've known for a long time, Greg, that Vincent hasn't been well. But one thing that stands out for me is his strength through this, you know, because he would have contacted me quite a lot since I left Highland, and it would always have been his concern, how are you, Sean, how are you, Sean, you know, and it was me saying, how are you, you know, Vince, and Vince would say, I'm grand, lad, I'm grand, you know, and I'm thank God I've had a great life, and, you know, if I go tomorrow, if I get another year, and this is the kind of way he spoke, you know, I'll be happy, I'll be content, I can't complain, I've had a great life. But that was his attitude, I know, certainly towards the end of his life, you know. And I suppose, how do you describe Vincent? Well, people who listen to him don't need any description from me, because he was just, and as you said earlier, he was natural. He didn't have to try. He connected with the audience. When people were listening to Vincent, they felt that he was talking to them personally, you know, because that was him. And if he made a mistake about a phone number on air, he wasn't worried about how that would sound. He was devoid of ego. It was just fun. He would say, well, I made a mistake, and you all know me. You know, Vincent was just the friend in the car, or the friend in the kitchen, the friend in the living room, the friend wherever the radio was, you know. A great guy, massive heart. Reflected in the music he played. He played a lot of love songs. He played songs you might have heard him play every week, you know. But they were about love, because that sort of epitomized the man he was. He was a very loving man, a very kind man, a very loyal man, very generous man. and he's going to be so deeply missed, you know.
And of course, first and foremost, with his family and friends, and his friends also include those people that would listen very regularly to him. He's been on the radio since the very beginning, and on radio before Highland as well, and in people's homes, in people's hearts, and we've had people calling in that feel this loss very deeply, and I think that's a testament to him, but also, I suppose, to the importance, you know, the radio can be to many people as well.
Absolutely, and I mean, you know, he was on radio before Highland, he was on NWCR, he's a big fixture in the Inishowen area, you know, he was loved by so many people, and people would often say to me when I bumped into them, how's old Vince doing, you know, and I'd say, you know, he's in great form, because he always seemed to be, you know, he called at my house there not so long ago, and he brought me a little thing, you know this better than me, Greg, the technicalities of it, that you put the music on and you stick into the back of your TV or whatever, and plays all the music. But it was all kind of classical songs, because Vincent had a wide range of a broad taste in music, be it country music, but it was love songs, ballads, and classical music too. And he wanted me to have this for whatever reason, you know, and listen to that, Sean, and enjoy that music, you know. It was just a very thoughtful, kind man, you know, and the people who listened to him, and I mean, he's, the family of Vincent, of course, his own personal family, and those that were nearest and dearest to him, I think of them today, but we're all a big family, you know, and as you know, Highland Radio is, and that was his family for all the last 27, 28 years, you know, so people like Linda, I know, I'm sure you maybe will chat to, loyal, trusted friend, he was very, very dependent on Linda, and Linda was especially good to him, I know, through all the years, and I'm sure you may be hearing from her, and she's very upset about this awful sad news today, and all yesterday when we heard it, you know. I knew in the last week that he had deteriorated, but what you tend to do at times like this, Greg, is you go through your phone and you look at texts and you look at the last things you sent to them and the last things they sent to you. And I was just looking back at some of them, and we both had twins, you see, he had a twin sister, he has a twin sister, I have a twin sister. And we were talking about each other's twins and all of this kind of thing, you know, you see, he was a very special guy, very special.
Okay, Sean, thank you very much for that. And condolences on the loss of a friend and, of course, someone very important to you. But thank you for speaking to us.
Can I just say before I go, Greg, as well, that my heart goes out, and it would be wrong of me not to mention at this point that Vincent, although he's gone far too young for us, he's a man that lived a life that I know he felt was very full and very enjoyable, and had these difficult times too, but my heart goes out to the family of young Jamie Doherty and yours too, I know, and everybody else's who died so tragically in that accident in Inishowen. So my sympathies to his family today too.
Okay, Sean, thank you very much indeed. Sean Doherty there, who mentioned Linda McGrawty, who's programme controller at Highland Radio. And Linda, I know this is really tough for you, and just like Sean, particularly listening back to Vincent and so full of life and so full of his personality and just exactly the type of person he was. So it's very upsetting, but it's nice also to pay tribute to the massive contribution he made to people's lives and to the radio station.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Greg. I can reiterate really what Sean said. He has it summed up completely for me. Vincent was such a caring, charming man who really, really connected with his listener. You said it, and he played it for you. He had a range of music, as he said himself, from the Beatles to Beethoven, and you really got an eclectic mix every night that you listened in, and you did listen in because you got what you wanted from Vincent, and he really just connected with you, and my heart's broken. All our hearts are broken, but I feel he's gone to a better place, so.
And Highland is Highland because of people like Vincent that were there right from the very beginning, in this new concept sort of a thing that, you know, that this is what it's all about, people like Vincent.
That's right. Vincent has definitely been a stalwart of the station from day one. I mean, from outside broadcasts to his late night shows, like, he really, really suited that slot. He just bedded you in nicely, and he will be truly and sadly missed, definitely.
Okay, Linda, thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, we are also joined in studio here by Billy Patterson, who's a current director at Highland Radio. Billy, sorry to be speaking to you under these circumstances, but your reflections on the passing of Vincent.
Well, good morning, Greg. I think, as Linda said, Sean has summed up a lot of what we all thought of Vincent. Vincent was... when you heard Vincent, the first time I heard Vincent's voice, I thought of sort of a warm honey or warm Mars bar or something like that. Something that you just wanted to hear. You wanted him to continue speaking because he had that voice, a very soothing voice. And you knew immediately from the voice what sort of person he was. You could tell that he was warm, that he was caring, that he was fun. And that's the first thing that I heard of Vincent, really. Was his voice. He was a techie, really, in the early days. You know, he would go up, climb up masts and repair, put in valves and change things. He was very, very good technically. Paddy Keeney, I was chatting to yesterday about him, and he just reminded me that fact that Vincent was very technical, and he was very computer literate before the rest of us. He was very big into... Sean mentioned the wee... What do they call those wee things?
MP3 player.
A wee stick. Yeah. About a wee, some wee stick that USB you shove in stick, whatever yeah. It's called. He would know about all those things. And he had a very wide musical appreciation. He used to borrow my classical records, and I had to beg them to get them back because he did love some of the beautiful classical pieces that I would have played in my Sunday night program. He would have snuck them for his program as well. But a very warm guy, a very... you could trust Vincent, well, up to a certain extent, because he had that sort of personality. He lived life to the full. The song, I just thought, I did it my way. Yeah, could have been written for Vincent, you see. And he would come in and do a wonderful Saturday night show, but you'd be sitting waiting to make sure that the door opened and Vincent arrived. Mm-hmm. Because he had such a... That was his personality. He was great. You loved seeing him coming in because you knew you were going to get a great show. But you sometimes wondered, well, is he going to come in tonight? You know, because it would happen occasionally that he didn't. But again, not taking away anything from the guy at all. That was his nature. He was a free spirit, a beautiful, trusting, a man that you would have trusted with your life, really, Vincent.
Okay.
Was it Apache that was his... His theme song?
At the start, and then he changed it then to, well, I'm back. You'll hear it.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Right. Callis Wilson, you just heard his voice there. We'll bring him into the conversation. Of course, condolences again on the loss of a friend, first and foremost, but someone that we talked about the NWCR days, and you and Vincent worked together there.
30 years ago, yeah. I was saying to Billy just before we came into studio that Vincent sat in every single seat that you could sit on around the Donegal radio table, going back to the pirate days and all the rest. It was mentioned by Sean, NWCR, but he also sat on the DCR seat and the Radio North seat, I think, where he started. The technical side, he started on that. And somebody, he just told me this story about a month ago. He wasn't going into radio at all. He was on the technical side. He was doing changing valves, whatever had to be done, kettle leads, all of that. So he was on that side of it. And somebody just said to him, Vincent, you would have a very good voice for radio. It's like the very good face for radio, you know. He had a very good voice for radio. And he never thought about it, but they tried him on the radio. That's the way that the early days were. Everybody was tried on the radio, and Vincent went on the radio and never looked back. The voice was from day one. I think Vincent's voice, whatever radio station he was on, he was loved, he was liked, and he was known. And his choice of music was second to none. He had everything. He knew every single song from the 50s right through, you know, the classical stuff that's been mentioned. You could go to Vincent and ask him about a song, and he would tell you. He was like a computer.
And that's so important when you play music, if you have a full understanding of it, and it that's a really sign of a good show, that you don't realise that you're being delivered constantly good, well researched, understood songs. And Linda, you know, Vincent could have worked any time of the day, but you described it as like a silky voice.
He was a Saturday night man, really, wasn't he? He was a late night man, Vincent.
Mm, he was a nighttime voice,
and he was loved everywhere. You know, people all over the north. It doesn't matter where you went, people knew Vincent Kelly, and they listened to his show because he rambled on and he talked.
You couldn't
about
get him off the radio. 2 hours would last for 3-4 hours.
He never had any concept of time. I'm just looking at the clock, and it's 1:10. I should have been out of here at 1.
It's not easy to get overtime around here. I
remember in the early days, and this was over a Christmas period that Vincent was working. He was supposed to be on until 2 o'clock in the morning, from 12. The early morning DJ would come in 6-7 o'clock, and Vincent would still be on, not willing to go off at all. He was on 4 or 5 hours at that time.
He just
went on.
Well, he's a great guy anyway.
Linda,
hell of a guy. Whoever came up with that, he came up with that himself.
He came up with that himself.
He thought he was a hell of a guy himself. Mm. Well, a lot of people agreed with him.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to him sign off.
Good idea.
But again, I suppose we should all join in. I know you have lost a personal friend, but what the family must be going through.
Commiserations to all of those.
So this is Vincent signing off.
It's time for me to love and leave you indeed. And I have really, really thoroughly enjoyed myself. And as I said to you before, I look up at the clock and it's gone. It's the night is gone. And I love music. And I think that most of you people who listen to my particular show would generally love music as well. So until, if God spares me, until next Sunday night, when I'm back with you between 11 and 1, bye-bye. Take care and God bless. And of course, as always, with a very, very special good night to you.
Everybody sings a different kind of song. Just be
just gone.